This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You ain't on Coors Light.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, that old boner talk always gets Luke Chuckman over here, man. That old boner talk. Well done. Well done there, Tyler.
Raises people to attention, huh?
There you go. It's a new year, baby. Happy New Year to everybody out there. And if you are out and about today, there is a hell of a football game on right now. Texas Longhorns and the Michigan Wolverines. I believe they're tied up. I would ask Weatherman Andy, but he's already lied to me once today.
42-13.
Yeah, somehow he's watching
just
a different
kidding.
Game. 17-17, tie ball game at half, and these boys are playing. This doesn't appear to be one of the bowl games where folks are tiptoeing, and it looks like they're playing for something. Also, Nebraska and Utah are playing. It's a 10-point game. Looks like it's going into half. Nebraska 14, Utah 24. See if Nebraska, they're going to take it into halftime, 14-24. And there's some basketball being played as well. The Suns and the Cavaliers are playing right now as well. And I think is there an Arizona State-Duke game? It's got to be coming down to the wire here. So a lot of live action going on right now. Plenty of reason to come on down to Buffalo Wild Wings here in New Caney. If you can't get here, there's plenty of Buffalo Wild Wings locations around the city. Stop through any of them. The beer's cold. The food is good. The company's solid. So stop on through. If you're in the building and you hadn't put your name in the raffle box, get you a raffle ticket, put it in the raffle box. We got that big Bud Light, one of them big blue Bud Light coolers, old school coolers right there to give away, as well as a Bluetooth speaker that is red in color, and it looks to be about the size of a tall boy Coors Light. If you're one of them big dogs at the C store that you pick up. So we'll be giving those away. We just listened to C.J. Stroud live from NRG Stadium. We had D'Amico Ryans earlier in the 240 segment. In fact, if you've got the Odyssey app, you can use that rewind feature and hear both of those guys. I think it would be worth listening. And if you don't have the Odyssey app, what the hell are you doing? Download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download that app and follow us anywhere and everywhere that we go. And keep us on your hip, man, when you work out. when you're on the road, when you're out of town, and something pops in Houston, you got it right there. A couple things C.J. Stroud mentioned that I think are worth discussing, Luke. By the way, Luke Moore was in for Ron the Show Ugly, but a couple of things that C.J. Stroud was asked and kind of explained are both about the system. And I think that is legit. I think that is this year. I know we got a great defense, but these playoffs, there's going to be a lot of great defenses. It's going to be about the offenses, and can those offenses complement the great defenses, and which offense complements it better. And this is a new system, year one for C.J. Stroud. New system, Nick Caley's system. We've talked a lot about it. Here's C.J. Stroud giving us an update on his actual command of the system where we sit right now going into Week 18.
I think just the process has to be right. You know, I think as I've gone, I think this past game is probably my best game process-wise of, you know, getting us in the right checks, the right calls, and, you know, motion timing, cadence, everything. So I just want to build on that. And I think around, you know, we have some things that we need to clean up that we know. I think, you know, we're peaking at the right time. We're starting to click at the right time. So, you know, we got to just keep that going. I think this will be another opportunity to do that.
You know, that it's an interesting thing with this offense, Luke, is, you know, I looked at that game, and obviously C.J. Stroud had two big throws early in the game, and then I thought he was bad the rest of the way. I thought he missed a couple of throws that would have separated. At least give the guys a chance, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying you got to make those throws. They are level of difficulty very high. Top quarterbacks in this league make those all day long, even give guys a chance to even get a hand on the ball a couple of times. When the right play was dialed up, you had the right matchup, and you didn't even give it a chance. So I thought overall this was not a very good game for C.J. physically, just watching the game. But he speaks of something here that I think is very, very important. I don't know how radio-friendly it is, but the reality of it is this system and how C.J. Stroud plays is more about what he mentioned, the checks, getting the right calls, the cadence, the motion being right. Snapping the ball when the motion player is in the right spot. Don't make him stutter his feet for 2 seconds, which allows the defense to adjust. That's what this thing is all about. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't want to hear that your best game in terms of command was what we just watched.
Yeah.
And had it not been for two schemed up plays that were clearly on the script, you'd have lost that football game. So I don't necessarily like that part. I don't know how much confidence that gives me about how his command of the system, but it's good to hear him at least asking and talking about it.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. after watching that Saturday and then saying that's the best, it's got to be better. I think you bring up a interesting point, just the overarching idea of the AFC playoffs this year and how it is a lot of defensive teams that are led by defense and defensive head coaches. And so if there was ever a time for the Texans, like, this is the time, because that's your strength as well. But it's going to have to come down to Stroud being able to, of course, make enough plays in these big games and doing so against tough defenses and most likely on the road as well. So, I mean, it's a huge test for him. And we just haven't seen enough. Well, I don't want to speak for everyone. I'll say I haven't seen enough from this offense, including Saturday against the Chargers. You come out, you get that great start, and I'm thinking, like, okay, here we go. And then the rest of the game, it's just you're dragging. We haven't seen enough of this offense, that explosiveness consistently, to believe that they can go up against some of these top defenses and you can rely on that offense, right? Like, this is a team that we know is going to have to be led by their defense, and Stroud just hasn't shown enough offensively still after all these weeks, regardless of if he wants to say, you know, Saturday was the best or he has a great feel or command, whatever, right, of this offense. It just hasn't – the actions haven't met the words. It hasn't played out that way from my vantage point, at least.
Well, it's very interesting to me, Luke, and this is just bar talk here with you, is – earlier in the year, and I don't know that I've really ever heard anybody give a great answer, but the struggle to talk about the identity of what your offense is, at least what you want to be, and just say that. Like, hey, we're not there yet, but this is what we're getting to. Like, that just always seems to be a struggle for anybody you ask. And I'm talking about anybody in the building. That's odd to me. And then, you know, you're talking about a command of a system, and that's just not a convincing tone or answer from C.J. Stroud. So, yeah, I think it leaves a lot to be desired. It's good to hear him talking about those things and that he feels better about last week, but boy, it, like you said, it doesn't match up. Here's C.J. Stroud talking about, again, the system, but playing within the system that he's in right now.
Yeah, when I was younger, I mean, I struggled with that. You know, I always just wanted to take the top off. And, I mean, that's kind of, I think, the best thing that I do is throw the ball down the field, you know, accurately at a high level. And, you know, it's something that I've learned. You know, that stuff comes when it comes. You have to just play the play the right way every time. And sometimes it's throwing the ball away. Sometimes it's taking a sack. Sometimes it's, you know, throwing an incompletion. So, I mean, I think I've grown in that area. But, yeah, I think it's a lot of things as a team that, you know, process-wise, we've done way better than the beginning. And, you know, the results have shown, I think, just by the way we finished games. So I think at the end of the day, you know, especially offensively, it's not like defense where you can go tackle somebody or they can miss the throw and, you know, you kind of just made the play. You know, in offense, like, you have to execute or nothing happens. So I think, you know, that's something that we've gotten better at, was just process on route detail to me, or accuracy, ball placement to, you know, concepts being made by the coaches to protection, the run game, everything, you know, starts with a process. And I, even though it's not perfect all the time, you know, we've gotten a lot better.
The best thing I do is throw the ball down the field at a high level. That's all I heard right there. You know what I mean? That is not necessarily what they you know, they need their quarterback to be great at in this particular offense. So, I do wonder how this fit, win, lose, or draw. I do wonder just how the C.J. Stroud, Nick Caley in this offense, how that actually fits.
I feel like if you were to read between the lines of C.J.'s comments, oftentimes it seems like there is a clash. I mean, he made a comment about Saturday about taking the, you know, we have to keep our foot on the gas.
Yeah.
And then same thing here where he says, you know, the check downs, throwing the ball away, but my greatest strength is throwing it, kind of the opposite of what they want him to do. I feel like there's always these conflicting comments that he has that aren't a big deal. He's trying to just kind of sneak them out there, almost passive aggressively, not make a big deal. But if you read between the lines, it sounds like a lot of times he's making these comments that kind of go against what they're trying to do. So yeah, to your point, I don't know, like, how pleased, if you got him here at Buffalo Wild Wings with a few drinks in him, I don't know if CJ would tell you, like, how pleased he truly is with the offense they're trying to build around him. But I think what he laid out there kind of goes back to what you were saying a moment ago about trying to find that identity. I think their identity is just simply for offense, like, don't screw it up, right? Just take care of the football.
Well, it definitely is from a team perspective. Yeah. It definitely is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what D'Amico wants. I don't care what you do, just don't screw it up.
I mean, he even said the other day, like, we just need 7 points from the offense.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gone from 20 to 7.
Yeah, that's it. And I think you need a little – you got to have a little more of an explosive offense than that.
Hey, it is. Just the old quarterback in me, I would love – and it'll never happen, but I'd love to sit over in one of them booths right there and drink a few cold beers with C.J. Stroud and really lean into, man, like, hey, how much have you had to lean into your faith to say the right things this year?
Right.
I'm going to tell you, man, the training camp situation – mm-hmm. The training camp situation, he's a better man than me, which I don't think anybody ever doubted, but he's a better man than me. That training camp situation, Chief, I'd have been nose-to-nose with coaches on a daily if that had been me. Trying to install an offense, expected to win 10 or more games, go to the playoffs, and y'all are doing that to me. Like, I'd have been nose-to-nose with him, brother. So I'm with you, man. It would be interesting to hear, you know, what he thinks. I do believe this. I'm a big Texans fan. I want to win Super Bowls. It's going to get exponentially more difficult when you pay a quarterback $50 to $60 million a year.
Absolutely.
And Will Anderson a boatload of money. I do wonder if this is the style of ball that they're going to play. Does it make sense to play to pay a guy $50 to $60 million a year that will sit here and just tell you, hey man, my biggest strength, it's not processing. It's not playing within the system. It's not, I'm going to be right 99% of the time with my decision making. It's, hey man, my best attribute is throwing the ball down.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Down the field at a high level. It's what the best thing I do. Like, I just don't, like, legitimately, I wonder how good of a fit it is in this offense with C.J. Stroud. And I think that is a real, real conversation. Nonetheless, we'll see moving forward. How this thing all unfolds. I hope it's a great fit for the next 5 weeks, I can tell you that, or next 6 weeks, I can tell you that. All right, Luke Morrow's in for Rod and the show. I'm Clint Sterner. Tyler Milner's on the ones and twos behind the glass. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. In the post-game show, and even leading into the show, our shows yesterday and Tuesday, Luke, a lot of the conversations were not understanding what happens to this offense after two big drives early in the game. You know, not understanding a lot of, man, this did they you know, take their foot off the gas? You know, what happens in the second half? Does the other team adjust, and do we not adjust? And look, I'm going to do a little exercise here, Luke, and I'm not taking I think D'Amico Ryans and what I said earlier, I think you'll appreciate this. I think the combination of a defensive-minded head coach, it's got a dominant defense, And thinks the way, like you said, just don't screw it up. An offensive coordinator that lacks the experience and ultimately the kahunas to say, hey, I'm going to run my offense, I'm going to do what the hell I want. I don't give a damn what kind of game we're
right.
in. And then a quarterback that's a first year in the system, and I don't know exactly how good of a communicator he is and how in-depth his knowledge is in this system yet. I think all of those things point to, hey, we're going to be conservative on offense. It's who we're going to be, no matter what happens.
Absolutely.
Right? And so – I'm going to take it from a football perspective and just go drive by drive here real quick in last week's game and explain kind of what happened and how this thing breaks down. Because I do – I don't want to minimize any of the thoughts of, boy, Nick Caley's got to be better, because I agree with all of that. But if you look at these drives, this offense, from a player perspective, they're just not very clean. From an operation perspective, they're not very clean. Drive number one – the big touchdown to Hig. It was on a script. It was ran multiple times throughout the week. They got what they wanted. Bang, they hit it. Drive number two, the touchdown to Noel. Nico Collins draws the safety down. Noel over the top. It's a throw in the ocean. No big deal, right? All right, The problems start in drive number three, right? In that drive, back-to-back plays, I believe it was, there's two miscommunications. If you remember correctly, C.J. Stroud throws the out route to the left on second down, and Higgins runs a go route, and he points to himself and says, hey, that's me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.